In a world where our lives increasingly unfold online, Edward Snowden's permanent record reads like a digital coming-of-age story with global consequences. Imagine discovering that everything you've ever typed, every website you've visited, every message you've sent is being collected, stored, and analyzed by your government without your knowledge or consent. This wasn't paranoia or conspiracy theory, but reality, as Snowden discovered while working inside America's most secretive intelligence agencies. His journey from patriotic insider to the world's most famous whistleblower reveals how dramatically surveillance has transformed in the digital age, and what happens when one person decides the public deserves to know the truth. As a child of the 1980s, Snowden belonged to the last generation with an undocumented youth. Born into a family with deep government service roots, public duty was in his DNA. His earliest computing memory involves watching his father play Choplifter on a Commodore 64, a game about rescuing hostages that unknowingly foreshadowed his future. When 7-year-old Eddie's Nintendo broke, he attempted repairs with just a screwdriver. Though he damaged the console further, his father used this moment to teach him that understanding systems, even in failure, was valuable. Later, typing his first program at his father's Coast Guard laboratory, he realized computers weren't magical boxes, but tools responding to human instructions. Facing his parents' divorce and chronic illness as a teenager, Snowden found refuge in the early internet, a decentralized space governed by community standards rather than corporate policies. Online, he discovered tech enthusiasts who shared knowledge freely and valued ideas over credentials. This early internet culture, emphasizing freedom and collective governance, shaped his beliefs about privacy and liberty, contrasting sharply with the surveilled internet he would later expose. The September 11 attacks transformed Snowden from anti-institutional to intensely patriotic. After a brief stint in Army Special Forces training ended by leg injuries, he leveraged his technical skills to enter intelligence work, gaining top secret clearance at 22. He was surprised to find intelligence agencies heavily reliant on private contractors like Dell and Booz Allen Hamilton. This system created inflated salaries and reduced accountability through cost-plus billing that benefited everyone except taxpayers. Starting at CIA headquarters maintaining server architecture during night shifts, Snowden's technical abilities let him automate tasks and explore the agency's networks. Throughout his career, his efficiency created opportunities to understand the broader surveillance operations. In the post-9/11 intelligence expansion, technical expertise was in high demand, oversight was minimal, and contractors became a crucial yet problematic part of national security. In Geneva, Snowden witnessed the CIA shift from human intelligence to digital spycraft. Instead of months spent recruiting assets, automated systems could now infiltrate networks in minutes. This reality hit home when he saw a CIA officer manipulate a Saudi banker through a manufactured DUI arrest, an operation stemming from Snowden's own identification of the banker as an intelligence source. In Japan, while designing Epic Shelter, an NSA backup system that extended data retention from days to decades, Snowden made an unsettling discovery. The surveillance machinery China used domestically matched America's capabilities, with one key difference. China operated openly, while America worked in secret. This revelation prompted deeper investigation, leading him to StellarWind, a classified program showing how the NSA had pivoted from targeted to bulk surveillance after 9/11. By redefining terms like acquire and obtain, the agency created legal justification for indefinite data retention, enabling continuous surveillance of entire populations. At the NSA's Hawaii facility in 2012, Snowden developed Heartbeat, a system that could scan multiple intelligence networks simultaneously. This tool revealed the full scope of mass surveillance operations across agencies. His discoveries were alarming. The FISA court had compelled telecom companies to surrender complete customer data sets under the Patriot Act. Through Prism, the agency gained direct access to user data from major tech companies like Microsoft, Google, and Facebook. The Turbulence Suite operated autonomously, injecting surveillance exploits at network speed without human oversight. Reading the Constitution at his desk one day, Snowden confronted how the agency had bypassed Fourth Amendment protections. They claimed users surrendered privacy rights when sharing data with service providers and that algorithmic collection didn't constitute a search under the Constitution. X-Key score proved most disturbing. A Google for private lives that let analysts search anyone's online activities in detail, from emails to real-time browsing. He witnessed widespread abuse, including analysts spying on romantic interests and sharing intercepted nude photos. The human impact crystallized when he saw an Indonesian engineer being secretly watched through his webcam while playing with his child, all without warrant or cause. The burden of knowing about mass surveillance became unbearable. After careful deliberation, Snowden decided Americans needed to know about programs operated against their interests. As a systems administrator with high-level access, he methodically gathered evidence of surveillance programs while minimizing potential harm. He cleverly smuggled files on micro SD cards, sometimes hidden in Rubik's cubes, a hobby that provided perfect cover. Instead of mass-releasing documents like WikiLeaks, Snowden chose trusted journalists, documentarian Laura Poitras, columnist Glenn Greenwald, and later Ewan Maskell and Bart Gellman. He employed sophisticated counter-surveillance, including mapping unsecured Wi-Fi networks around Oahu to avoid leaving digital traces. In May 2013, he took medical leave, told girlfriend Lindsay Mills he'd be gone briefly, and flew to Hong Kong. From room 1014 of the Mira Hotel, he guided journalists through thousands of documents while Laura filmed and Glenn wrote the first Guardian articles, published June 5, 2013. As revelations spread globally, Snowden chose to reveal his identity through a video interview, showing his willingness to sacrifice freedom for principles. Snowden's disclosures ignited reforms after revealing the NSA had misled Congress about surveillance programs. A 2015 court ruling found their phone records collection violated the Patriot Act, leading to the USA Freedom Act's ban on bulk data collection. The tech industry responded decisively. Apple and Google implemented default encryption, websites adopted secure protocols, and companies began issuing transparency reports. The EU's GDPR established citizens as data subjects with rights over their personal information. Now living in Moscow with his wife Lindsay, who endured FBI scrutiny during the ordeal, Snowden transformed our understanding of digital privacy. His journey from intelligence officer to whistleblower demonstrates how technical expertise can lead to questioning established systems. The surveillance infrastructure creates permanent digital footprints, enabling unprecedented power to review anyone's past through stored data. As Snowden argues, dismissing privacy concerns because you have nothing to hide is like dismissing free speech because you have nothing to say. The core issue is whether we accept a world where our digital lives are permanently recorded without consent.